most people, when they think of, you know, anyone becoming an agarica, I think the main issue for people is sex, not having sex. That's what it means, not engaging in sexual activity when someone becomes an anagarika, and that's it, really. That's what it means. But for me, that is not even the primary thing, although it's certainly part of it. I think for me, the reason I wanted to become an anagarika, well, I mean, to tell you the truth, it wasn't even like a particularly strong urge. It's just that conditions fell together and the person who I really wanted to conduct the ceremony was available and funds were raised, etc. So it all happened quite quickly. But I think for me, it's more about simplicity. It's more about, yeah, living in community with people. Fewness of possessions. I mean, I'm not quite down to a needle and thread and a bowl and a robe. In fact, I have approximately 50,000 times more stuff than that. But simplifying my life is, yeah, it's very important to me right now. I also was diagnosed a couple years ago with advanced stage cancer, so I'm probably, or you know, I'm unlikely to live very long. I don't know how long it's going to be. And I think that that has, you know, obviously in a way, has changed my perspective on things a great deal. I was going to say that I don't experience myself as a sexual being, but actually, that wouldn't be correct to say that. It's more that, actually, I was telling somebody the other day, and I apologize if this doesn't make any sense, but I pretty much feel that I've done everything so many times. You know, including having kids and fighting in wars and whatever there is to do. I feel that I've done it, and not just done it once, just so many times, so many times. And so I feel like I've had a very strong sense that in this life I wanted to do something different. It's not a sense that I've been able to easily live up to. I became very interested in becoming an anagarika a couple years ago, and I put together a collection of writings called Celibacy in Buddhism, Bits and Bobs on Sex and the Divine Life, which I'm almost finished with now, so I hope by the time you listen to this, it will be available on Amazon. But anyway, I got really into it, but I think kind of the final push or making that commitment to just doing it, I wasn't able to do at that time. But of course now, my life span has been severely curtailed, I would say. And that has made my, probably, not only my possessions and the other things I mentioned, but it has made my needs much more simple. It has simplified, probably I've been simplified emotionally. The way I look at things, the way I see my life, the way I choose my activities, it's really changed all that. I don't profess to be in any way spiritually advanced or anything like that, but I know that just becoming aware in a very real way, to the degree that I have, of my own mortality, has made the world look very different. It's made my moments of being alive much more precious. It's made the sweetness of my friends more beautiful. And you know, all kinds of things that are really not that easy to convey. But in any case, all of these things are connected to my wish to, in a way, just formally declare that I'm gonna have a different kind of life.